Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Beaver Dam. I am your host, James Hudson, and my sidekick, Floyd Krajovic, is not feeling well today, so I will be flying solo. It will be my first ever Beaver Dam alone, so just hang with me, and we will get through this together. Not much is happening in the way of sports. The NFL is coming to a close. And on Sunday, January 20th, we had the conference championships. The Rams took on the Saints. And the big thing about that game is the controversial pass interference call. In case you didn't watch it, the Saints were down. No, excuse me, they were up. And the Saints had the ball. Drew Brees threw a pass to one of the receivers by the sideline. And one of the Rams players just came in and ran him over, and you know there should have been a pass interference call, but there was not, and that led to the Rams getting the ball and driving down the field for a field goal in overtime for the Rams to take that one against the Saints 26-23. And so that's been the big thing. The Saints feel like they've been cheated out of it, and I've seen the play, and I definitely think they are correct. I think that is one of the calls that it should have been more obvious during the game, opposed to some that were called that weren't really fouls, or you know, so I definitely think that was a big play that the refs missed. And they, you know, no saying that one play would have changed the outcome of the game, but it definitely would have given the Saints a second chance at it. And so that would be my take on that. The other game also went into overtime. The Patriots and the Chiefs took battle here in the conference championships. The Patriots were up 14-0 at halftime. And then Kansas City Chiefs came out in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Patriots 24-14 to send it to overtime. But in overtime, Tom Brady and the Patriots were able to overcome the tough battle against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. They came out with a victory to that one, 37-31. So your NFL Super Bowl will be the Los Angeles Rams taking on the New England Patriots. I myself will probably be rooting for the Rams, but it should be a very, very good game. I know a lot of people out there were really expecting it to be Kansas City and Los Angeles, but the Patriots were able to overcome the very strong offensive playing by the Kansas City Chiefs, and they were able to hold on and get that victory. The Pro Bowl will be held on Sunday, January 27th, which is this coming Sunday. So if you're interested in the Pro Bowl, that will be on ESPN, and no time on here whether what. Oh, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock on ESPN. The Pro Bowl will take place for the NFL. And then the Super Bowl, February 3rd, Sunday at 6:30 on CBS. The New England Patriots take on the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams 13-3, the Patriots 11-5. And it should be a very, very, very good game. That is it for the NFL. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, jumping into basketball. The All-Star teams have been named for the NBA. I'm James Hudson, and you're listening to 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
And we are back here to the Beaver Dam. James Hudson going solo tonight with Floyd Krajovic being down with a sickness. And we're jumping right into the NBA. The All-Star teams have been named in the Western Conference. LeBron James was named in the starting pool by the Oklahoma City Thunder forward Paul George. Golden State Warriors forward Kevin Durant. Warriors forward, or guard, excuse me, Steph Curry. And the Houston Rockets guard James Harden. So to repeat, the Western Conference All-Star team starters will be LeBron James, Paul George, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and James Harden. Paul George barely beat out Anthony Davis for that starting spot. And for the Eastern Conference, Giannis Antetokounmpo will be joined alongside with Kawhi Leonard, also big man Joel Embiid in there, Kemba Walker, and the Boston Celtics guard Kyrie Irving, former Cavalier right there. And so to repeat, the Eastern Conference All-Stars are Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid, Kemba Walker, and Boston Celtics guard, former Cavalier Kyrie Irving. The NBA All-Star Game. I couldn't find exactly when it will take place, but it is coming up, so look for that one to be a great, great game. A lot of great talent in there. And, you know, while we're on the topic of the Cavaliers, they have not been playing their best basketball. Cavaliers have lost, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight. And then they won against the Lakers, but before that they had lost, more straight than I want to count right now. And, you know, the Cavaliers looks to be 9-40, and that is their record right now. And, you know, everybody expected with the loss of LeBron James, they would not be as good as they had been, but nobody expected this bad of a season. You know, the Cavaliers still have a lot of talent with Tristan Thompson. Although he is out with a foot sprain right now, they still have a lot of talent with Thompson and Love and Colin Sexton. And so it's very surprising that the Cavs are doing so bad. You know, they're winning some good games, like they beat the Lakers. You know, they've won some good games, but they just keep dropping them and dropping them, and they just can't find their rhythm. So I definitely think it's going to be a big, big change for the Cavaliers in this offseason. Also, in basketball, the Ohio State Buckeyes basketball team, after going on a hot start, going 6-1 in their first 7 games, they won their six after that, so going 12-1 in their first 13 games, have lost 5 straight. They lost to the Michigan State Spartans, 86-77. They lost to Rutgers, 64-61. They also lost to Iowa, 72-62. They lost to Maryland, who is ranked 19th, 75-61. And they lost to Purdue in a decently close one, 79-67. The Ohio State Buckeyes will be in action tomorrow against Nebraska at 12 o'clock. And then they will take on Michigan, who is ranked number 5 and is on fire right now. That will be a 9 o'clock start on January 29th. And that game will be held on ESPN2. Ohio State started off hot. Everybody was very surprised at how well they were doing. But they have quickly fallen off of that quick start. Their record drops back to 12-6, 11th in the Big Ten. Your Big Ten leader is Michigan State at 9-0 in the conference, 18-2 overall. Michigan is 7-1 in the conference and 18-1 overall. Ohio State sits at 2-5 in the conference, 12-6 overall, and they are behind Northwestern, Indiana, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Purdue, and Maryland. All of those teams in between the top two and Ohio State. Trailing Ohio State is Rutgers at 2-6 overall in the conference. Illinois follows behind them, 1-7, and Penn State, wow, bad season in the conference, 0-8 in the conference, and 7-12 overall. Ohio State sitting at 11th, they definitely have a chance with a lot of basketball to play to pick up the pace and try to follow forward and get into that first place spot, but it is going to be a rough one with Michigan State and Michigan both having outstanding years on the hardwood. That is basketball, and when we come back, we will have Bluffton Beaver Sports. Both the men's and women's team were in action this past week, and we will have those recaps coming up for you. You're listening to The Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to The Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to The Beaver Dam. James Hudson in the studio alone tonight. My sidekicks are out with some sicknesses and some other stuff going on, and so I am taking it over here in the booth alone. We're jumping right into Bluffton Beaver basketball action. The Bluffton University men's basketball team fought off Earlham College Quakers for a big 77-68 Heartland Conference win at the Sommer Center on Wednesday, January 23rd. Although the Beavers never led throughout the entire first stanza, they fought back into the second half and took down the Quakers in a pivotal HCAC tilt. Bluffton improved to 14-4 overall and 8-3 in the Heartland Conference, while Earlham fell to 5-12 and 4-6 in the HCAC. A three-point shot by sophomore Desmond Brown with 7:01 left in the contest finally put Bluffton up 60-57 for good. Two free throws by junior Isaiah Taylor made the score 74-66 with 54 seconds remaining, all but stealing the Beaver victory. A low-scoring first half came to a close when Earlham's Kenneth Stelling Jr. buried a three-point shot with three ticks remaining, giving the visitors a 33-30 lead at the break. An early triple from Andrew Renner knotted the score at 35 less than a minute and a half into the second period. Bluffton finally started to pull away with 4:48 left when Renner hit a pair of free throws that put the Beavers up comfortably 68-60 after a tense HCAC battle for the first 36 minutes. Taylor led the way, dropping a career-high 24 points on 8 of 12 shooting from the field, and he also pulled down a team-high 9 rebounds while dialing out a team-high 6 assists in the victory. Renner netted 13 of his own on 3 of 6 from the field and 1 of 3 from three-point land. He was also a perfect 6 of 6 at the charity stripe. Jameel Cosby and Brown bucketed 12 and 11 points, respectively, while Dowdy added 6 points on a pair of crucial trifectas late in the game. The Beavers hit 27 of 53 from the field for 59.9% compared to a 30 of 64, 46.9% for the Quakers. Bluffton went 7 of 16 from the three-point line, 43.8%, while the Quakers went 6 of 18, 33.3%. The Quakers turned the ball over 9 times compared to just 8 for the Beavers. The men will be back in action Saturday, January 26th, when they travel to Hanover to take on the Panthers in a crucial HCAC clash. Tip-off is slated for 2 p.m. I was unable to make it to this game. I had some prior obligations that I had to take care of, but it sounded like a great game. I know that Ty Avila and Floyd Krajovic brought you that game live from Copeland Court inside of the Sommer Center. And I bet they did a great job, and I'm sure it was a great game. Sounded like Isaiah Taylor was off and running for the Beavers, as he had 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists, one rebound away from a double-double. It also sounds like Isaiah Taylor was joined with Jameel Cosby and Desmond Brown and Andrew Renner, all having double digits in the scoring. It sounded like the Beavers played a great team efforted basketball game, and they got the win. This game against Hanover will be crucial for the Beavers as they are getting closer to the number one spot in the HCAC. So I look for that to be a great game, and I hope you guys will go out and support the Beavers as they take on Hanover Saturday, January 26th at 2 p.m. The Bluffton University women's basketball team was defeated at Earlham by the score of 70-60 on Wednesday, January 23rd. The loss dropped the Beavers to 6-12 on the year, 4-7 in the HCAC, while Earlham improved to 6-11 and 4-6 in the Heartland Conference. The Beavers struggled from the floor and also committed early turnovers as they found themselves in a 9-2 hole with 5:41 remaining in the opening quarter. After a Kayla Bowling layup, Bluffton made up for it with its defense pulling within 2 points, 9-7 at the end of round one. In the second quarter, the scoring began to pick up. The teams exchanged baskets, but Bluffton was never able to capture the lead. Junior TJ Mills scored 6 points, and Brianna Graham added 5 marks to help lift the Beavers on the offensive end, and as the victors trailed 28-24 at the break. Earlham kicked off the second half in the same fashion as the first, scoring 7 right out of the gates and widened the lead to 34-24 With 8:44 left remaining in the third period, Bluffton continued to fight, however, but Earlham had an answer for every punch the Beavers threw at them. Bluffton connected on 4 of 6 from long range, 2 of them coming from sophomore Kylie Brock. The Beavers trailed by a score of 52-43 heading into the final stanza. The fourth quarter was controlled by the home team as they outscored Bluffton 18-17 en route to a 70-60 victory. Bluffton played a solid second half, but it was too little, too late, as the home team made enough plays to win the game. For Bluffton, the scoring leader was TJ Mills. She had 22 on the night. Brianna Gillig was the team leader for rebounds with 8. Assists went to TJ Mills again with 4. Bluffton shot 20 for 49 from field goal range, 40.8%, with 32 rebounds, 13 assists, 23 turnovers, and Bluffton also had 25 points coming off the bench. Looking at the stats, Earlham and Bluffton looked very, very similar. Earlham went 22 for 48 from the field with 45.8% shooting, 33 rebounds, 18 assists, 21 turnovers, and they also had 17 points off the bench. It sounded like Bluffton women's basketball team played a decent game. They just started off slow, and Earlham took very, very good advantage of that. I think if Bluffton can figure out their starting and start off the games as well as they finish, they will find themselves making a push for the top of the HCAC. The women, I've seen them play, and they have a lot of heart, and they have a lot of talent. I think their biggest issue is they're coming off and starting off slow. I think if they can find their way to start the games hot and get the ball in the basket to start off the game and get to a quick lead or even keep the game close, I think the Beavers will make a run for that HCAC title. It was a very short show tonight, but that is all we have to talk about. There wasn't much in the way of sports going on right now, but that wraps up this episode of The Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Monday. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWIT.com, and subscribe. This has been James Hudson, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit. Roll Beef.